Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 599 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I am joined via Skype by Daniel DeVault, founding artistic director at the Humanity Theater Project. And we're going to get into the discussion of what all that means for Daniel and this new company right after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play,
don't
in, the
all
gutter,
play
of course,
in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I'm joined today via Skype by Daniel DeVault. Now, most of you know Daniel DeVault, and he wears many hats. Actor, stage manager, designer. But now he has a new hat. He's the founding artistic director of the Humanity Theater Project. Did I get all the title in there, Daniel?
Yes.
Good,
yes,
good, good. So how are you? Thank you for joining me. What's going on?
Doing great. We are gearing up for our first production right now, so I am busy with that.
Okay. So what's the history of the project? Let's start there, and then we can work your way in. So, how did this start, and how did you get involved?
I am one of the co-founders. This started, I'm gonna say, about mid-November 2016. It was really our response, to the 2016 election. We just, myself and my co-founder, Pat Patrick, were just talking through things, and we decided that, a big issue that the country was dealing with was, perhaps a lack of empathy for one's fellow man, in the diversity that is the country of the United States of America. And so we decided to, we put on a one-night event that ended up being in February 28th, 2017, called One Night of Empathy. 14 different theater companies from around the city of Nashville came together and put on scenes or songs or various things that we felt related to empathy, equality, all that good stuff. And we had a few guest speakers. Mayor at the time, Megan Berry, came and did our opening remarks. It was a lovely evening full of theater from a very diverse group of artists. And then after that, we kind of took a bit of a hiatus. And recently, we have picked back up again and decided that we need to put some meaningful theater out there. And so that is what we are trying to do right now.
So you threw a great party, and then you went, oh, crap, now we have to have a theater. It's kind of...
Pretty much. I guess we're doing this thing.
Well, kudos. And so Has running is this just something that has been spurred up to you in recent years because of the situation politically and kind of culturally in the last couple of years, or have you always had a burning desire to take on the artistic director or founding a theater company? Has that always been a life dream, or have you recently been spurred into action?
I would say it has definitely always been a life dream. I didn't expect it to happen so soon. but it's certainly something that's always been in the back of my mind of, like, you know, one day.
Right.
And as it turns out, one day can be tomorrow or the next day. Life is crazy like that. So yes, I've always been interested in, you know, having a more, bigger part in deciding what art, I get to work on. Mm-hmm. And so now I actually have that option.
So now we've decided we're going to do a theater company. We're going to do something. What is it you're going to do?
Well, John, our first, we are doing a staged reading of the play It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis, based on his novel from 1935.
Oh.
It was readapted in 2016 by Berkeley Rep prior to the election. And it is a political drama surrounding a fictitious rise to fascism in America in the 1930s. Mm. It sort of analyzes, there was this big sweep of fascism all across Europe during that time period, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And it sort of takes on the idea of what if that had spread to America? Because at the time, fascism wasn't as taboo as it is now. It wasn't such...
is it taboo?
Well, you know, that is what we are analyzing with this one.
Especially because
a lot of people were actually very interested in fascism. It just never really took off. This play is actually based on the idea that Senator Huey Long made an unsuccessful presidential run because he was assassinated. But in 1936, and this is the idea that what if he had won? They renamed the character Buzz Windrup is the dictator to be in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of looks at what would happen if that actually took place and America moves into more of an authoritarian police state.
Ah, that'll never happen here, right?
This is America. That can't happen here.
I mean, because full disclosure, IDSers, we are recording this on a day that several pipe bombs have been mailed to political leaders and institutions across the country today. So that's our real backdrop to this fictional world of the play. So,
right.
So we're going to have this reading. Tell me about how we can get involved. Are you going to do talkbacks or what's going to happen? Are you going to have some sort of show this and then let the audience just go and mull and think for themselves? Or are you going to have some sort of responsive period afterward to hash out and discuss the play?
Yes. First of all, the play takes place November 1st through the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Dark Horse Theater. You can make reservations online. We have an Eventbrite page, and we are on nowplayingnashville.com as well as Facebook. Yes, there will be talkbacks. We've got a couple panelists from the community coming. And we will be discussing, hopefully a little bit of it is generated by what the audience wants to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually really trying to move away from the term talk back. We want to have it be a very community feel. We're very interested in what other people have to say. We don't want to talk at the people. We want to talk with the people.
Right.
But we've got some people with both, political and theatrical backgrounds coming in to talk with us. After each production, we will sit there and talk for a little while and have hopefully some informative conversation. But yeah, so hopefully people want to stick around and talk about it also.
Well, I'm sure because the fact that the play exists kind of just and that it's from 1935 and everything kind of just really piques my interest You know what I'm saying? It's just like, wow. It's like that one video that keeps going around Facebook where they got the, you know, it was like a 1940s little video clip about stop fascism and, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting that as advanced in a world as we live in, we really ain't that advanced.
No, we are not. And history repeats itself.
That's true. About every 60 years, right? We go through the same cycles. Where does this, once we do this reading and, you know, the company does the reading, what's next for the company? Is it going to be kind of a formulate and then reassess what we're doing? Or do you already have plans for a season or beyond?
Great question. Thank you. Right now, we have some long-term plans I can't really discuss. We do have some, a season planned for moving into 2019. I can't go into great. We'll be announcing it at our reading of It Can't Happen Here.
Okay.
I can tell you that we've got a spring show that is an award-winning play that will be a regional premiere. And we've got a summer show, which is going to be a new work.
Okay.
A little bit of diversity in there. And not everything we do is going to be as directly political as It Can't Happen Here. It'd be hard to maintain that pace. everything we're doing is very socially and culturally relevant.
Okay.
So there'll be a little bit a mix-up of a variety of topics. Hopefully things. One of our goals is to continue to have these post-show discussions with every project that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So everything we do, we're trying to bring forth topics that will generate that discussion.
Outstanding. So if we wanted to find out more about the theater company, where do we look?
We website, humanitytheaterproject.com. We are very active on our Facebook page, Humanity Theater Project. We also have an Instagram, Humanity Theater Project. Those are great places to look. General information is all on our website. If you want to get more regular updates of the projects that we're doing, social media would be a great place to keep up with that.
Okay, and if we wanted to learn more about you, where would we look?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, goodness. That's a good question, too. I'm around. I'm right here.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
Okay. Well, you do have Twitter, right? Are you a Twitter person? Or no? You personally?
I don't currently have Twitter. I'm trying to catch up with the 21st century as fast as I can.
Well, you're stuck in 1935. I understand.
I know.
All right, cool. So give me the dates again and how we can go about getting tickets.
Great. November 1st through the 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Dark Horse Theater. It Can't Happen Here, Humanity Theater Project. You can find us on Eventbrite and on NowPlayingNashville.com, our website, HumanityTheaterProject.com, and on Facebook.
Cool. And, of course, I'll have links to those on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank Daniel DeVault, the founding artistic director at the Humanity Theater Project, for stopping by today via Skype to chat about his new position and this new company and what they've got going on. All information regarding tickets and stuff that we discussed in the body of the podcast will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling our voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, next week is the big 600. 600. Let me say that again for emphasis. 600th episode of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. Pretty crazy stuff. And it just happens to be this year's IDS Halloween special. So that'll be a lot of fun. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Blueberry. This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.